Time now for Radio Theater here on 103.3 KUMD. Radio Theater, a chance to talk about theater on the radio, and we do it every Friday. Shat Olson is our guest this morning on the program, and he just moved back to Duluth because he loves the art scene. He's got a gig at the Playhouse, and we're going to ask him to tell us a little bit more. Hey, Shad, good morning, and hey, welcome home, I guess, right?
Good morning. Thank you so much.
So how come you left, and how come you came back?
Well, I grew up here in Hermantown, and I left when I was 18 to go to the American Musical and Dramatic Academy in New York City. And stayed there for 16 years, did the whole New York thing, you know, did all the shows out there, did some writing. I wrote a couple of shows. And after a while, you know, that town can really take a lot out of you. So I had a great chance to come back to the Duluth Playhouse a couple of years ago in Les Mis. And then from that, I got White Christmas. And from White Christmas, I got Mary Poppins. So I was back every year to do a show at the Playhouse. And eventually I was sitting out in New York thinking, I'm getting my most rewarding work in Duluth. Why don't I just move back, you know, be home, be close to my family, my friends. So I finally bit the bullet and did it, made the move last February. And now I'm in 42nd Street at the Playhouse.
So you're probably one of the only people in town that doesn't complain about how expensive rent is in Duluth.
Oh, not at all. I tell you what, I lived in a closet for $1,100, and that wasn't even in Manhattan.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. So tell me a little bit about the transition. You know how your hometown looks to you when you're 18, and you know how your hometown looks when you're seeing it in the rearview mirror. After you're 16 years away in the environment that so many artists aspire to, tell me how your hometown looks to you now.
That's really well put. It's it has grown so much since I was 18 and left, you know, in 2000. What's happened with the Playhouse, what's happened with Lyric Opera of the North, Renegade, there's so much great theater going on here. Wise Fool, the DSSO, and to think that this is a fairly small town, you know, in the North Woods of Minnesota, and it's this cultural mecca, and I couldn't be more proud to be coming back to it. It's really just stunning what goes on here, and not only how much goes on, but that we have the patrons to support it, that there's so many people here who are so interested in theater and in culture, you know, in music, in live performance. And that, I think, is something that really sets Duluth apart. You know, we're a great outdoor town, and we have so much going on here, but it's also a great, great place for the arts. And to think that we have enough people to come in and support all of these things that are always going on, it's just very, very exciting. And it couldn't be a more exciting time, especially with the North Shore happening and a bunch of just great, great things. So it's a perfect time to be back.
You don't get the sense, talking to you, that you feel that you compromised it all or that somehow you let yourself down by leaving New York and coming home.
I don't. I mean, that was in the back of my mind, of course. But at the same time, what I found out there was that you're sort of clawing your way to the top with a bunch of other people who really are just as talented as you, who look just like you, and you're all, you know, competing for the same roles. And there's hundreds of you. I'm in the Actors Union, Equity, and there are only 10% of the union is working at any given time. So, you know, the jobs don't exist as much as the, you know, as much as the talent. So it's a really, really hard place to get to the top. And it wasn't so much about failing or anything like that to me. It was just about, what was my dream? It was my dream to be on Broadway, or was it my dream to do great work? And when you can go to a place where you can do that great work without having to, you know, put anybody else out to, you know, get to it, it just feels so much better and more rewarding. And you know, I think it's really appreciated here.
So you left the Northland at 18, a kid who, at 18, of course, knew everything. Went off to New York City, and the city taught you a quadrillion bazillion things. Now you come home 16 years later. What do you bring back to the Northland that you didn't have when you left? What sorts of tools and skills and things are you excited about putting to work in service of the arts community here?
Oh, that's terrific. You know, I mean, just basically the art of acting. You know, I think that's it's hard to act a song like in musical theater, and that's something that you definitely learned when you go out there and you have to do it. on a regular basis. But I suppose it's a lot of that. But what I've learned from here that I didn't learn out there is dance. Right now we're doing 42nd Street, and I'm in the ensemble of this show, and, you know, dancing my feet off, whereas out in New York, I wouldn't have a chance to do that because there are so many dancers that, you know, I would never be seen for something like that. But here we have Michael Matthew Farrell up from the cities, who's a, you know, a master choreographer, and he's given us some really, really hard, hard steps to learn. And everyone's picking it up so fast. So it's actually, I feel like I've learned just as much here as I would have out in New York.
Are you looking over your shoulder a little bit? Are the Duluth performers making you look over your shoulder just a little bit, Chad?
Absolutely, in a huge way, in a huge way. And especially getting to see the growth in some of them, some of the other actors from the time that I came here during Les Mis, which was two or three years ago, I can't remember, till now. I mean, the talent here is through the roof. Plus, you know, the Duluth Playhouse has that resident company, so they're sort of grooming them already. They have their own training program, and they're just fantastic. So the nice thing is that there's enough going on here that I'm not, you know, worried about, you know, not being able to do the work that I want to do. But at the same time, it's great to be able to step back and be in the ensemble and let some of these other amazing actors go ahead and shine.
Chad, thank you so much for joining us. Oh, boy, I think we're really glad you decided to come home.
Well, thanks so much, Lisa. This was my pleasure. I appreciate it.
Chad Olson joined us this morning. He is employed at the Playhouse, and he's returned to his home community here in the Northland from the Big Apple of New York City. Chad Olson joined us to talk about theater on the radio. Radio Theater, Fridays at 8:30, right here on Northland Morning.